But in driving here tonight and thinking about, well, if this is such a high, what about a low? And maybe the lowest in Dodger history was back in 1925. I was not there. I had nothing to do with it. The owner of the Dodgers was a man named Charles H. Ebbets. He was the man who built Ebbets Field, where the Dodgers played. The initial H stood for Hercules. And like any smart CEO, he trained a younger man to eventually succeed him. The day happened. Charles Ebbets passed away. He had his funeral, and the man who was going to succeed, his name was Ed McKeever. And they went out to the cemetery. Now, this is a true story. Only a Dodger story could have this kind of a twist. They go out to the cemetery, and it's pouring rain. Pouring rain. And they go to the gravesite, and they go through the ceremony, and now the time comes to put Mr. Ebbets' coffin into the grave. And Ed McKeever is standing head bowed in the pouring rain. And the coffin did not fit the grave. Only a Dodger story. They had to get a crew at the cemetery to widen the grave, lengthen the grave, deepen the grave in order to get the coffin in the grave to say goodbye to Mr. Ebbets. All the while, the heir apparent is standing in the pouring rain. By the next day, Ed McKeever had a bad cold. 2 days later, he had pneumonia. And 5 days later, he had left this mortal coil. The Dodgers were without a leader, and for at least the next 20 years, they were the daffy, crazy, slap-hazard Dodgers.